Starship Titanic begins with a colossal luxury passenger starship accidentally crashing into your living room. A gangway appears, and you're met by the first of many traumatized robotic crew members.
My name is Fintable. I am the doorbot serving on this, the maiden voyage of the Starship Titanic, the ship that cannot possibly go wrong.
But something has gone seriously wrong with the starship. It has zoomed back into hyperspace, and the player's challenge, dysfunctional robotic crew aside, is how to restore the ship's main computer and return to Earth. The centerpiece of the game is the ship itself, which has nothing to do with James Cameron's movie Titanic. The Starship Titanic comes from Douglas Adams' third Hitchhiker book. An advanced alien race builds the greatest intergalactic luxury liner ever, only to see it vanish on its maiden voyage. Adams says he didn't allow game designers to skimp on the ship's interior.
It's not going to have the sort of, you know, junkyard aesthetic of Star Wars or the sort of molded plastic of Star Trek. We want it to look like a grand hotel. I mean, a really grand hotel or a grand liner. So we went for the Art Deco period, which seemed to produce, you know, particularly grand stuff. So the Queen Mary, the Chrysler Building.
Adams says he was looking for something to do other than writing books, which is why he was one of the founders of Digital Village, the company that created Starship Titanic. He enjoyed playing games like Myst, but felt there was something missing. He and a team of 36 designers, writers, and artists came up with an outline for the game and decided to go one step further by adding interactive speech. More than 12 hours of dialogue were recorded into a databank of speech modules. Adams says the result is players using the keyboard to converse with the characters, in this case, a crew of robots.
So you find yourself on board, and you can see how beautiful it is, but you rapidly discover that you are what's known as supergalactic traveler class, which translates into coach. So you immediately find yourself caught up in one of the most powerful forces known to modern man, which is the desire for a free upgrade. And to do that, you actually have to go and negotiate with the desk bot.
Welcome, guest number one, to the most glamorous galactic cruise ship experience in the whole of the space-time continuum, the Starship Titanic, the ship that cannot possibly go wrong. Ha! My name's Droogish. Marcinta Droogish. I am the Deathbot. Do you have a reservation? I thought not.
So it really brings adventure games and interactive games to the next level, so to speak.
Well, I think so, yeah. The interesting thing is that at all points, you don't actually know exactly what's going to happen because all of these characters have their own behavior and have their own dialogue that's triggered by really sort of complex set of circumstances at any moment. So you recognize each bit that comes up, but it catches me by surprise as much as anything else, just seeing how these events actually unfold. And it's very exciting that you've created something that you don't quite know what it's going to do at any moment. It's more like having a child than writing a book, you know?
A lot of computer games involve slashing and killing. But Adams says Starship Titanic requires players to be intelligent and to think laterally. And it's hilarious at times. One of the most memorable characters is the ship's parrot, voiced by Monty Python veteran Terry Jones, who also wrote a novelization of the game.
Well, who was the bleeding maiden voyage? Who was the bleeding disaster, if you ask me? Well, what do we hit now? What do we hit now? Oh, man! Oh, there we go again!
Douglas Adams says the Starship Titanic CD-ROM game could be the basis for a whole range of treatments, including a movie or television series. And Adams hasn't given up his career as a novelist. Later this year, he begins work on a new book titled The Chaos Engineer. I'm Todd Moe, Minnesota Public Radio.
I hope you understood most of that, for all our sakes. Good luck now. Good luck.
Thank you.